Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Before I introduce my topic, just a quick little laugh here. That is, if you know Charlie Brown, you'll laugh. It has to do with the topic, which is about attitude. Lucy is trying to comfort Charlie Brown after his strikeout. She says, "That's all right, Charlie Brown. You win some, you lose some." Charlie Brown replies, "That would be wonderful." Today we're talking about setting our mind above. Every day we choose our attitudes. We can determine whether to be happy and look on the bright side, expecting good things and believing that we'll accomplish our dreams, or we can elect to be negative by focusing on our problems, dwelling on what didn't work out, living worried and discouraged. Those are the choices that we can all make. Or no circumstances can push you into having a certain attitude. But we're here today to tell you that life will go so much better if you simply decide to be a positive, God-conscious person. When you wake up in the morning, make a choice to be happy. Make a choice to be grateful for the day. Make a choice to look on the bright side and focus on all the possibilities. A good attitude doesn't automatically come. If you don't choose it, you'll more than likely default to a negative mindset. I'm paraphrasing a blog called Krishna's Mercy to explain why this would be so. Why do we have to make the effort to choose positivity? The simplest answer is that pessimism is much easier to adopt in this world. The laws of inertia state that a body at rest will stay at rest. It's the natural tendency of the materially embodied living entity to sit back on the sidelines and not even make an attempt towards victory. The sleeping state, one of ignorance and inactivity, is much easier to embrace than is an active one. In order to remain fervently engaged, there must be passion. And in order for the reservoirs of eagerness to remain at full levels, there must be an end goal, a driving force to push the passionate individual across the finish line. Lord Chaitanya, our acharya preceptor, recommends that one strive for ultimate victory, get a vision for the future, and keep one's passion at full level by chanting the names of God. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. These aren't the only names of God. You're welcome to chant any bona fide name of God from your own tradition. But Lord Chaitanya says, as soon as one begins chanting any bona fide name of God, the mind and the heart become purified. This is called Chaito Darpana Marjana. By chanting the holy name of God or Krishna, one is cleansed of the dirt that accumulates in the mind and is liberated to achieve his or her full potential. A negative attitude will limit your life. We all face difficulties, we all have tough times, but they're not permanent. They'll pass sooner or later. In the meantime, let's realize that we're created part and parcel of God and honor him by choosing a positive attitude. Maybe you didn't get the promotion that you deserved. Maybe you didn't qualify for the house that you wanted. You could easily live with a sour attitude. But instead, you should think, all right, that door closed. I'm not going to get discouraged because I know that a better door is going to open sometime in the future. If you get caught in traffic, think positively. I'm not going to be stressed. I know there's a lesson here. If your medical report wasn't good, you can choose to think, I'm not worried. This too will pass. If your dream is taking longer than you thought, you can choose to think, I'm not discouraged. The right opportunities are already in my future, and at the right time, they'll come to pass. J. Sidlow Baxter asked the question, quote, "What is the difference between an obstacle and an opportunity? The difference is our attitude towards it. Every opportunity has a difficulty, and every difficulty has an opportunity." When you have this positive, God-conscious mindset, you cannot be defeated. No matter what comes your way, you shake it off and keep moving ahead. Life is like a car. It has a forward gear and it has a reverse gear. You decide which way you want to go. doesn't take any more effort to go forward than it does to go backward. If you choose to focus on the positive and keep your mind set on all the possibilities, then you'll move forward, you'll see increase in favor. But if you dwell in the negative and say focus on the problems, what you don't have, and how impossible your dream looks, that's just like putting your car in reverse. You'll go backward. It's all about what you choose to dwell on. You can choose to dwell on what's wrong with you or what's right with you. You can choose to look at how far you've got to go, or you can choose to look at how far you've already come. In every situation, there's good and there's bad. If you have the right attitude, you can always find the good. This little boy I heard about, he had a baseball and a bat, and he said to himself, I'm the best hitter in the whole world. He threw the ball up, he swung, he missed. Strike one. He said, I'm the best hitter in the whole world. He tossed the ball up a second time, and on the way down, he missed again. Strike two. With even more determination, he said, I am the best hitter in all the world. Tossed the ball up a third time, he swung away, he missed again. Strike three. He laid down the bat, he smiled real big, and he said, what do you know? I'm the best pitcher in all the world. Be like this boy and stay positive. That's a winner's mindset. Look on the bright side, find the silver lining in every cloud. It's not your circumstances that make you negative, it's your attitude about those circumstances. You can put two people in the same job or in the same family or in the same situation, and one will make lemonade out of it and the other one will only see lemons. It all depends on the attitude. The difference is that positive, God-conscious people have made up their minds to enjoy their life. They focus on the possibilities rather than focusing on the problems. They're grateful for what they have. They don't complain about what they don't have. Positive, God-conscious people know that Krishna or God is in control and that nothing happens without His permission. They choose to bloom where they're planted. They're not waiting to be happy when the situation changes. They're happy while Krishna is changing the situation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Hari. Hari Rama, Hari Rama. Rama, Rama, Hari, Hari. Prabhupada says here, when we understand our relationship with God, then we'll all be happy. It's an essential factor for establishing peace in the world. When you're being positive, you're passing the test, you're communicating to Krishna, I trust you, I know you're fighting my battles. If, on the other hand, you're not happy where you are, then you're not going to get to where you want to be. Don't wait for everything to change before you have a good attitude. If you have a good attitude now, then Krishna will change the situation. Remember that some people would love to have your problems. They would gladly trade places with you. They'd love to have the job that frustrates you. They'd love to sit in traffic in the car that you don't like. They would love to have your husband who gets on your nerves. They would love to live in your house, which you think is too small. It's all about your approach to life. One man gets up and says, good morning, Lord. And another man gets up and says, good Lord, it's morning. Well, which person are you? You control what kind of a day you're having. You're just as happy as you want to be. It's not your circumstances that keep you unhappy. It's how you respond to them. Mostly we're our own worst enemies. We're the ones who are making ourselves unhappy. You can't change the traffic. You can't change the weather. You can't change how others treat you. So if your happiness is based on everything going your way and everybody treating you right, you're going to be frustrated. Those things are beyond your control. When your mind is set as positive and hopeful and expecting good things, that's when you'll go places that you've never dreamed. New doors will open, new opportunities, and the right people will come across your path. But if you don't set your mind, then negative thoughts are going to set it for you. You can't start the day in neutral. If you're passive, lying in bed, negative thoughts like these will come. You'll never accomplish your dreams. You'll never get married. You're too old. You'll never get well. Nothing good ever happens to you. You'll never get out of debt. You may not realize it, but that's setting the tone for defeat, for failure, for a lousy day. The first thing you should do is get your mind going in the right direction. That's why a lot of people don't have enough energy, they don't have enough creativity, they don't have enough joy, they don't have enough passion, because their minds are set on the negative. It's It's been that way so long, they take it as normal. They go through life expecting Murphy's Law to be applicable. Murphy's Law says if anything can go wrong, it will, and at the worst possible time. Things will take longer than you thought. It will be more difficult than it seems. Because people haven't set their minds, they expect negative things to happen. If you've fallen into that negative mindset, we're here today to encourage you to change your outlook. You are a child of the Most High God. You've been crowned with favor. You were never created to live an average, get-by, short end of the stick life. You are created to be the head and not the tail, to lend and not to borrow. Winning is in your DNA. I heard about a teacher who had two disciples. One of them had an auspicious, positive vision and always sought out good points from anything he observed, while the other one had a negative vision and always found negative faults from his observations. One day the teacher went out into a park with both of his disciples. They were wandering the garden there. They came across a mango tree from which some ripe and juicy mangoes were hanging. The teacher thought to test his students. He called them and asked them to observe the tree of mangoes very carefully. So he asked the first one, "My dear student, what do you think of this mango tree?" This disciple answered, "Teacher, in spite of hitting this tree with stones, it gives us sweet and juicy mangoes. It feels hurt, but it still gives us fruits. I wish all human beings would learn this important message from the mango tree, to share their belongings even if they have to suffer for this." After that, the teacher asked the same question to the other student, "My dear child, what do you think of this mango tree?" The student aggressively answered, "Teacher, this mango tree is not any good and will not give mangoes by itself, but only when we hit it with stones and sticks. Therefore, we should hit it hard to get sweet mangoes from it. This is the only way to get these mangoes. It is also clear from this tree that in order to get good fruits from others, we need to be violent, and only when we become violent, then and then only, will we get happiness." Now, obviously, the teacher was delighted by the answer given by the first student because he had an admirable vision and appreciated the tree with positivity, while on the other hand, the second student's answer dissatisfied him because that student saw the tree with negative vision and insisted on learning the wrong way of getting fruits in life. The teacher showered his blessings upon the first disciple wholeheartedly. With this story in mind, let's encourage you not to live with that negative mentality. That will push away and not attract the favor of God. Believe me, you want His blessings coming in your direction. If Krishna showed you everything that He has planned for you, it would boggle your mind. If you could see the doors that He plans to open, the opportunities that He's sending across your path, and the people who will show up, you'd be so amazed, so excited, so passionate, it would be easy to set your mind for victory. Now you've got to do your part. Shake off negativism, pessimism, discouragement, self-pity. Get your fire back. Life is passing you by. You don't have time to waste being negative. There's a destiny for you to fulfill, assignments to accomplish. What's in your future is greater than anything that you've seen in your past. We need to go around expecting the opposite of Murphy's Law. If anything can go right today, it will go right, and it will happen to me at the best time. Nothing will be as difficult as it looks. Nothing will take as long as it seems. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says, with a God-centered outlook, difficult things become easy, and without a God-centered positive outlook, easy things become difficult. Now, some critics may say, "Charu, you're just out here trying to get everyone's false hope up, telling them to be more positive." And that's true. But here's why. Because Krishna is a positive God. There's nothing negative about Him. If you're negative, sour, or pessimistic, you're going against the flow of God. When we fly from Salt Lake City to Los Angeles, it always takes 10 minutes longer to get there than it does to come home. Because the jet stream flows from west to east. When we're headed there, there's a large mass of air always blowing against us, slowing us down. The more the headwind, the harder the plane has to work, use more fuel, expend more energy. But when we travel back home, it's just the opposite. The jet stream is working in our favor, pushing us forward and making it easier. saving us time and energy. I heard about two men, both seriously ill, who occupied the same hospital room. One man was allowed to sit up in his bed for an hour each afternoon to help drain the fluid from his lungs. His bed was next to the room's only window. The other man had to spend all of his time flat on his back. The men talked for hours on end. They spoke of their wives and families, their homes, their jobs, their involvement in the military, where they had been on vacations. And every afternoon, when the man in the bed by the window could sit up, he would pass the time by describing to his roommate all the things he could see outside the window. The man in the other bed began to live for those one-hour periods where his world would be broadened and enlivened by the activity and color of the world outside. The window apparently overlooked a park with a lovely lake. Ducks and swans played on the water while children sailed their model boats. Young lovers walked arm in arm amidst flowers of every color of the rainbow. Grand old trees graced the landscape, and a fine view of the city skyline could be seen in the distance. As the man by the window described all this in exquisite detail, the man on the other side of the room would close his eyes and imagine the picturesque scene. One warm afternoon, the man by the window described a parade passing by. Although the other man couldn't hear the band, he could see it in his mind's eye as the gentleman by the window portrayed it with descriptive words. In this way, days and weeks passed. One day, the day nurse came in and found the lifeless body of the man by the window. The man who had lied away from the window asked the nurse if she would take some time and describe the beautiful scene outside his friend's window. The nurse said, "This window looks just onto a wall. There is no beautiful scene here." He said, "Well, why did my friend describe all these beautiful things that I lived for, that healed me?" She said, "Maybe he did it just to encourage you." What do we learn from this? The pursuit of happiness is a matter of choice. It's a positive attitude. We consciously choose to express it. It's not a gift that gets dropped into your lap or delivered to your doorstep like the newspaper or the milk, nor does it come through the window. And we can be certain that circumstances have nothing to do with what makes us joyful. If we wait for them to get just right, we will never find lasting joy. The pursuit of happiness is an inward journey. Our minds are like programs awaiting the code that will determine behaviors, like bank vaults awaiting our deposits. If we regularly deposit positive, encouraging, and uplifting thoughts, if we continue to bite our lips just before we begin to grumble and complain, if we shoot down that seemingly harmless negative thought as it germinates, we will find that God has given us so much to rejoice about. How many people go through their day feeling unqualified, inferior, insecure, Charlie Brownish? Their brains say, "I've got my instructions, let me perform what they're asking. I've got to make sure they're clumsy and slow. They don't have any good ideas, and they make lots of mistakes." What's the problem here? They've programmed their minds for defeat. The mind's working just perfectly. The good news is that just as it can work for defeat, you can program it to work in the right forward direction. When you go through the day saying, "I'm equipped, I'm empowered, I'm well able," your brain goes to work saying, "Let's make sure this person is at the top of her game, skilled, intelligent, creative, confident, and secure." You may be facing a sickness, but you shouldn't say, "I'll never get well." Instead, say, "I'm getting better and better. Health and healing are flowing through me. Krishna is renewing my youth." The brain then goes to work healing your whole system. "She's healthy. She's whole. She's strong. Get busy. Release the healing. Create new cells. Unleash strength, energy, and vitality." Maybe you struggle with an addiction. Don't think, "I'll never overcome it. I'm just hooked." If you believe you're an addict, you'll always be an addict. Don't dwell on these negative thoughts that poison your system. If you're telling your credible command center of the mind that God has given you to release defeat and failure and mediocrity, then they'll draw those things into you. If you're trying to lose weight, never say, "I'll never lose this weight. I'm so undisciplined. My metabolism is so messed up." Even if I worked out all day, it wouldn't make a difference. When you do that, your mind tells your system, stay messed up, keep every calorie you can, send out new cravings, take away the desire to exercise, make sure they feel bad, and deplete all their energy. No matter what you do when you get up in the morning or how you feel, learn to say to yourself, I'm thinner, this weight is coming off, I'm strong, healthy, and energetic, I have discipline, self-control, I look good, I feel good, I think good. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Here's the key. Just because a thought comes doesn't mean you have to dwell on it. You control the doorway of your mind. If the thought is negative and discouraging, pushing you down, then dismiss it. Just slam the door in its face. Choose to dwell on the thoughts that empower you, inspire you, and encourage you to have faith, hope, and joy. If you keep yourself filled with the right thoughts, then the negative thoughts come around, there'll be a no vacancy sign hung out in front. All through the day, focus on positive, God-conscious thoughts. Something good is going to happen to me. I'm healthy, strong, talented, disciplined. I'm fun to be around. My children will be influential. I'll meet the right person. I'll overcome this challenge. My best days are out in front of me. You've got to give yourself permission to accomplish your dreams, permission to get out of debt, permission to overcome the obstacles. Don't go around with draining negative thoughts that will act like a big vacuum, sucking out all the good things that Krishna has put into you. You'll be amazed at how much better you feel, how much more you'd accomplish, and how much further you go if you just switch over to this positive, God-conscious mindset. The great hero of the Ramayana, Sri Hanuman, Ram's wife was kidnapped. It was suspected that she was being held captive in the island kingdom of Sri Lanka. It was 800 miles across the ocean. So in order to discover whether she was there or not, someone had to jump over 800 miles of ocean. Now Hanuman's father was the wind god. He was a great devotee of Lord Rama. So he got up on top of a mountain, he crouched down, and he prepared to leap out into space. His utterance at that time was indicative of complete confidence. There was no question of him failing. Hanuman said, just as the arrows released by my Lord Ram travel at the speed of the wind, so I will travel like the wind to Sri Lanka. If I do not find Sita in Lanka with the same force, I will go to the abode of the Lord of Death. In other words, Hanuman was saying that if I don't find Sita there, it may be that Ravan has killed her. In which case, then I will go to the doors of death itself, but I will not be defeated. I will achieve victory. Whatever it takes, I'm going to bring Sita back to the Ram side. Hanuman is boldly declaring that nothing will stand in his way of finding Sita. Now that confidence and that unwavering attitude that jump out at you when hearing Hanuman's statements, these are wonderful and inspiring to listen to. Just as the expert golfer about to make an important putt will envision the ball dropping into the cup, the expert devotee will see the finish line of the lotus feet of the Lord. In Hanuman's case, it was bringing Sita back to Ram's side. If such positive thinking is not there, there's going to be no chance of success. Laziness, inertia, and negative thoughts are our enemy's most powerful weapons in her assault on the minds of the conditioned living entities. The only way to break free of the illusion of negativity is to focus the mind on something permanent, real, and ever blissful. Therefore, the lotus feet of the original, transcendent, and eternal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead meet these qualifications. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hanuman always kept his mind focused on Rama, and due to his dedication, his devotional efforts, he always put a smile on the face of Rama. Let me tell you, there's nothing higher in life than pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and there's only one way to do it. It is with your attitude. This famous verse from the Bhagavad Gita, for him who has conquered the mind is the best of friends. For one who has failed to do so, his mind will remain his greatest enemy. You have to think higher thoughts on purpose. Follow in the footsteps of great devotees like Hanuman. Quote, this is going to be a great day. This is my year. I'm expecting success, victory, and abundance of favor. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That is to say that Krishna or God is control. He's directing my steps. No obstacle is too big. No dream is too great. I am well able to do what I've been called to do. That God-trusting attitude will put you in Krishna's jet stream. You will accomplish things that you could not accomplish on your own. You'll be more productive. You'll have more wisdom, creativity, and good ideas. In the midst of battle, when negative thoughts come knocking at the door of your mind, dismiss them and, like Hanuman, make a declaration. My God is well able. He's done it for me in the past, and I know that he'll do it again in the future. Arise, set your mind above and say, Lord, thank you. You are well able. You are bigger than my problem. You are greater than this sickness. You are more powerful than my enemy. Our challenge today is for you to keep your mind going in the right direction. When you're positive, you're in the jet stream of God. You're keeping a vision of victory before you. You're exercising your faith. If you develop this Krishna conscious mindset, you'll not only be happier, healthier, and stronger, but I believe you will accomplish more than you ever imagined. You will overcome obstacles that looked impossible, and you will become everything that Krishna has created you to be in this life, and in the next life, go back home, back to Godhead.